Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Well, another very weird and unusual week. We discussed over this weekend things not limited to, but including what prisoners demand in Irish prisons, how Kira's Italian is going. I was provided with some secret audio recorded by her housemates. And believe it or not, things that interfere with your Wi-Fi around the house. I know that we're all absolutely glued to Wi-Fi at the moment, so those might help. Here's what we're going to do. Have a listen. Enjoy.
We have to talk about clothes. Now, I'm going to hazard a guess and say that you were in the hoodies and the tracksuit pants this week at home.
Sure, my style and fashion choices have not changed in any way as a result of this coronavirus. Nothing at all has changed about
because
my...
research does show that your clothes have an impact on your mind. So what you wear during self-isolation, it does actually matter.
Why? What do you mean it matters?
Well, Karl Lagerfeld, right? I was reading this article the other week, and Karl Lagerfeld, he once famously said that sweatpants are a sign of defeat. It means that you've lost control of your life, so you buy sweatpants. That's what he said. But I guess he had never had to self-isolate during a pandemic at that stage when he said that, you know?
Sure, of course. He didn't have this context that we all have.
Yeah, but I have literally been in sweatpants all week.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
There you go. Kira used to always go to me, oh, geez, you know, very casual and all that. Oh, I'll tell you something, Kira, isn't my way of doing things, now that you've come around to my way of thinking, it's kind of comfy, isn't it? It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's kind of comfy, but I don't think it's a good thing either. Now, before I got on to do this, I got up to do the show, obviously, this morning, and I've put on a really nice jumper and a nice pair of pants. I have no shoes on, but I have a big pair of woolly socks.
Okay.
And I'm sitting kind of wrapped up, curled up on my couch. So this isn't normal by any means. But there was a stage during the week where we've got steps up to the house that we live in, and it was a gorgeous sunny day. So we're sitting on the steps, and I realised maybe halfway through the day, I had a jumper on, but I was still wearing my pyjama bottoms sitting on the step, and I didn't care, Chris.
No. And I tell you something, it's funny because this is only under extreme duress that the rest of the world has started to see things like I do. But I am loving this, Kira. You just sitting outside in your pajamas, people saying sweatpants are perfectly acceptable for 4 days in a row. Kira, I have to say, if this is one of the effects of the reset, the global society reset that we're seeing, I am all for it. Kira, can I ask? Yes, sorry, go ahead.
Loungewear is going to see us through this particular period of time.
Loungewear is going to be what saves us, Kira. Loungewear is going to be what unites us and saves us through this period. I will say one other thing as well. Now, other people, Kira, not me, and I would never dream of admitting to doing this on national radio. Have you noticed at all, Kira, and this is just me asking you as a friend here, among friends, have you noticed by any chance, hypothetically, that you're showering less, or are you still showering just as often as you always did?
I'm keeping my standards very high, Chris.
I see.
But you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. However, of course, Kira, with that said, I am judiciously and diligently washing my hands.
Yes.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
Just not the rest of my body. I'm kind of just, in that sense, I'm just letting it all go. 5-1, sorry, Kira, yes.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say 51552. Have you noticed, of course, while observing all of the best practices regarding hygiene, that maybe the odd day comes where you say, you kind of give yourself a bit of a sniff and you go, I don't need a shower today, do I? No, I'm all right today, haven't I? I mean, I could get another day out of it, because I have certainly noticed, not me, Kira, of course, but my friends now might have said that to me, that they're noticing that they're showering less. But otherwise, no, it's a weird one, isn't it? But listen.
It is. And another weird one, Chris, I'm sorry. What is going on with men wanting to shave their hair?
Yeah, I don't understand at all. Like, lads.
Like, I have never, like, I'm freaking out myself. God knows when I'll get back to a salon. I have shellac nails, Chris, that will be well outgrown. I should have got a pedicure. All of these things, okay, that women do. But it's actually the men I see that are freaking out online. And they're putting up pictures where they've shaved their heads. What is going on? Does men's hair grow way quicker than women's, and we just never knew about that?
I think so. I think we do more maintenance than you think, than you ladies realise. Because it's the old testosterone, Kira. It causes hair to grow quicker, I believe. I could be totally wrong. I'm no scientist, and I've seen a lot of junk science on the internet over the last few weeks. However, I think testosterone causes your hair to grow quicker. I could be wrong, Kira. I'm not sure. But it's very weird, isn't it? Lads are taking almost it upon themselves to shave their heads to get in shape, like we're going to fight a war in the Gulf or something. Do you know what I mean? We're all being drafted. It seems. But yeah, Kira, I don't understand that psychology at all. I guess maybe it's just lads want a sense of normality just like the rest of us, and we're thinking, well, if we keep the fade trim and, you know, and all that, maybe...
Well, you don't have to shave all your hair off. Like, relax. Do you know what I mean? In the first week, all I could see was pictures on social media, and it was men putting up pictures of them having shaved their heads. And they didn't even have shaved heads before, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Kira, it's because we look intimidating with a shaved head. We're gonna intimidate this coronavirus away from our shores. We're gonna fight it that way. We're gonna show it we're ready for war and that we're ready to fight. Otherwise, I have no idea. Kira, have you tried Zoom pints or socializing on Zoom? Not for work reasons, but for just for hanging out.
So I did my first Zoom call this week, and it was with my best friends. And I have a Zoom date with another friend on Saturday night, and then I'm taking part in a quiz on Sunday night. I'm very busy, Chris.
You have a very full social calendar on Zoom. How are you finding it?
Okay, initially I was like, no, I'm not getting involved in this. I want to be, if we're going to be self-isolating, well then I'm going to stay off my phone and I'm going to stay off the internet. And then ironically, I find myself heading towards technology as opposed to away from it. And once I got into it, I really liked it. Yeah, I really liked it.
Zoom is kind of fun, isn't it?
It is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But another thing I don't understand, Chris, from this week, mm-hmm. is how are people so stupid, okay, and I'm going to say that, to get caught on their toilet when they are in a group Zoom situation.
Yeah, now, you see, I will say I have a tiny bit of compassion and kind of sympathy and understanding for people who do, right, Kira? And you know what, this is one of maybe...
Well, now you're making me feel bad.
No, and I'll tell you why, because I totally agree with you. But I think the reason you and I have this mentality is because you and I, for the last 10 years, have had to have quite a discipline around microphones and stuff.
Yes.
And around broadcasting and around being in environments where we know that we're live on something, be it on the radio yes. or the television. And, you know, maybe people who don't use Zoom or any type of broadcast technology or voice over IP or any of that kind of stuff, they're not that used to it. So they just leave their phone on and they go to the toilet and sit down and start doing their business. And to them, they're, of course, because they can't see the phone because they're not looking at the phone, as far as they're concerned, they're not on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
So that's because otherwise I agree with you, Kira. I'm like, how in the name of God are you not realizing you're on a Zoom call when you're doing this stuff? But hey.
Well, there was so many videos posted online this week. And of course, I don't know about you, Chris, but are you getting loads of funny videos into your WhatsApp messages?
Oh, my WhatsApp is a mess.
Yeah,
oh my God.
But in a video posted to Twitter, a team of 11 colleagues are video calling, okay?
Sure.
One is actually in her car. And then most of them look like they're in the office or their lounge space at home. And the group were having a pretty serious meeting about ethical standards in the profession of social work when one employee gets up and walks to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then everybody saw her use the toilet in front of 11 of her colleagues.
Whoa, like saw her, not just heard her.
Yeah, saw her.
Oh, wow. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
The webcam was still on and it was pointing directly at the toilet.
Oh,
so
no.
She proceeded to do her business and then some of her
God.
Colleagues gasp, put their hands over their mouths, and then one loyal colleague calls out, "Hold on, Jen," though it was clearly too late.
Oh,
poor
my
Jen.
God. Poor
yeah,
Jen.
So she then returned to her grinning, embarrassed colleagues and asked what happened, and then to which the man on the top left of the chat replies, "I saw nothing." That's right. We all saw nothing, Jen. But Jen had, in fact, gone to the toilet in front of
oh my God. Hey, listen, maybe that's the type of engaging online content we need. Maybe 2FM's Instagram should just have like me going to the bathroom in a few minutes, Kira. You going to the bathroom from your house? Who knows? I mean, maybe that's how we have to start innovating in these times. But look.
Oh God, please no.
Yes.
Please no.
Follow my Instagram and Twitter stories. I'll be going to the bathroom later. But Kira, how are you finding week two of us being a part, you know, of you broadcasting? You can go on a whole tour of your house. Today, interesting piece of trivia for you. Kira's in her sitting room. Last week it was her bedroom, sitting room this week. How are you finding the different dynamics of the different rooms in your house, Kira?
Well, we'll try and mix it up maybe, and maybe I'll come from the kitchen next week.
Oh, that'd be nice. Like the acoustics yeah. mightn't be fantastic, but I'd love to see inside Kira's kitchen. Do you know what
and
I mean?
You know,
I'd
when
love
the weather
tour.
Gets better, maybe I could do the radio show from the steps of my house. Who knows?
Now,
Chris, you know?
That would be lovely. Listen, hey, how about this? Here's what we're. Oh, Kira, hope you say when the weather gets better. Jesus, let's hope there's some return to normality when the weather gets better. But you know what? You never know.
I had a moment and I was like, oh my God. Maybe I won't see. Maybe this is like a dystopian world where I do a radio show with a guy called Chris that I don't see.
Yeah. It's like an episode of Black Mirror. You never actually leave your house and you have this really fun, exciting world where you're interacting with, you know, tens of thousands of people, but you never go outside your house. Kira, you're basically just on house arrest. You're like Martha Stewart when she was done for all that stock trading stuff. It's somewhat interesting, of course, because I'm here in studio. Kira is in her sitting room now, I believe. It's still sitting room, is it, Kira? You haven't like gotten a little bit restless and moved?
No, it's still sitting room. I went and I made myself a cup of tea. I had a chat with one of my housemates and I'm back now doing a national radio show.
I tell you, very nice. All very nice. Can I ask, are the housemates being extra quiet because of the fact that, you know, you're in the sitting room doing a national radio show?
Well, I think after they set the fire alarm off when I was on air last week, they are behaving themselves this week.
It was so funny. Last weekend, literally, now it happened to be during a song. We weren't on air, but I was still able to hear Kira's, you know, feed coming into the studio. And then the fire alarm goes off. It was like a college apartment. I was like, what is going on there? But Kira, all's well that ends well, and we're here now and things are up and running and it's fine. So how about this? This is very exciting stuff, of course. As you will know, Kira and I, we used to do a segment here on the show called Kira's Diary, where Kira brought in her old diary from when she was a young lady trying to make sense of the world, and she would read them out on air to us. They were amazing. They were even turned into a book, Kira's Diary, Sense and Shiftability. Could probably pick it up online now if you wanted to. And listen, Kira, we might as well get a few quid's worth of free advertising out of it while we're here. Do you know what I mean, Kira? So Kira has decided, and it is very interesting times, that it will be revived, because in a way, Kira, would it be fair to say you've almost regressed in a way to being a teenager?
Oh, 100%. This week, it kind of feels like you're grounded, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So here is a Kira's Diary, a new Kira's Diary, but it is a COVID-19 reimagining of Kira's Diary, if you will. Kira, I'm describing it correctly. I'm doing it justice here, right?
You really are. Yeah. And in this particular diary entry, teenage Kira struggles with school online.
Yes.
And Lucy has some very innovative ideas on how to keep her love life in check during these peculiar times.
Very exciting. Listen, as well as that, Anne-Marie, picture this, Alex Goff and Sights all on the way. But first, before any of that, let's enjoy a Kira's Diary. Here we go.
Dear Diary, I've literally had the worst day of my life. Doing school classes online is terrible. I'm not even in school and my reputation has just been ruined. Last night, Rebecca, Lucy and Hockey Brendan told me in our WhatsApp group that it was a school rule that we had to wear our school uniforms, even though we're doing classes from home in Zoom. But it turns out they're only messing with me. So when I logged into Zoom this morning for English class, I was literally the only person wearing my school uniform. So I was absolutely mortified and I could have physically killed all three of them if I was actually allowed to see them. The online classes are weird. Rebecca and Johnny Limp were sending each other secret messages through emojis, and Billy Doyle must have a bladder problem because all he did was ask the teacher could he go to the bathroom for most of the day. And then the worst thing ever happened. My dad walked into the room when I was speaking and like waved to all my classmates, which was totally embarrassing, and everyone was slagging me and I literally just wanted to die. I couldn't face maths class online in the afternoon, so I revolutioned my brother a fiver to turn off the Wi-Fi 5 minutes in and I got out of it. But I can't see that working next week. So weird though, I heard that Miss McGrath did her classes in front of a bookcase at home, and one of the students in sixth year spotted 50 Shades of Grey on her shelf and then kept on asking her was she reading anything interesting of late, and all the students were laughing and poor Miss McGrath didn't know what was going on. My mum says I'm not allowed to watch 50 Shades of Grey until I'm older, but I don't blame Miss McGrath if she does have a hard-on for Jamie Dornan, because who doesn't, in fairness? Speaking of hard-ons, I'm beginning to find Minister Simon Harris really hot. It's probably because he's in the news a lot more now because of COVID-19, and I've never really had an interest in politics because boring, but I find him popping up in my fantasies. That's when I'm not stalking Chris Hemsworth's Instagram page. It's actually giving me life, Dear Diary. I never knew eyes could be that blue. It should be illegal in Australia. I saw that Idris Elba's wife has coronavirus too. I'm actually jealous because I would love to self-isolate with Idris Elba because number one, he is a ride. And number two, it would be better than isolating with my parents who are so mean because they even refuse to get Disney Plus and they're basically ruining my life. I feel really sorry for Lucy at the moment. Her mum is a nurse and she's staying away from Lucy and her family right now, which must be really hard. On Thursday night at 8 p.m, we all stood outside and clapped for everyone working so hard in the HSE. I clapped extra hard for Lucy's mum, which was ironic really because it's something her daughter will probably get in the coming years. The clap, that is, not coronavirus. Having a mum who's a nurse will come in handy for Lucy, you know, because of all those STIs. Lucy's doing okay though. She's flat out playing strip rock, paper, scissors with this guy on Zoom in the evening time. As she said herself, you have to be innovative in these dark times. The only action I got was the guy from Monaghan who I met in Irish college. He slid into my DMs on Instagram. I didn't mind talking to him because there are so few cases of COVID-19 in Monaghan. I joked with him that not even the coronavirus wants to go to Monaghan, but I think he was kind of mad at me because he said we'd see who'd be laughing when Monaghan won the All-Ireland. And I was all like, as if, dream on. And then he never replied. But it's fine because I've got bigger things to be worrying about right now. I am missing my granny, but she's convinced one of the neighbours to drone drop naggins of whiskey into her back garden, so she's happy out. She's found a system that works for her right now. I better go here because I want to write a letter to Lady Gaga's management. The fact that she delayed releasing her album is infuriating. It's nearly as bad as McDonald's closing down. People don't care about teenagers. Thank God for Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas. I've been watching him sing and play the piano on Instagram. He is so amazing. And Rebecca just texted me to say that Hozier is going to be live on 2FM singing, and it's all for the ISPCC, which is amazing. Goodbye, dear diary. Love, Kira.
This is interesting, and Kira and I were just chatting to each other during these tracks because it really is a whole new way of life. It's a whole new world order. And Kira, can I say something? As
yes.
a nerd who's afraid of going outside, this is my domain. We're all meeting on the internet, and I love it. I absolutely love and encourage this new way of socializing. Oh, my
Do
goodness.
You?
Oh,
so
yes.
I've seen people more, and it's going to sound really ironic, but I've seen people more in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last 7 months.
Yeah.
And it's because of modern technology. And I think for the last maybe week and a half, I've kind of been like, no, I don't want to embrace Zoom. If we're going to be in lockdown, I'm going to put my phone away and I'm going to read a book, or I'm going to take up Italian lessons, or I'm going to do something like that. But last night I found myself on Zoom taking part in a quiz with 7 or 8 of my mates. Downstairs in my house, there was another Zoom party going on. And in another room in my house, there was another Zoom party going on. So there was 3 Zoom parties going on in my house last night, which was great. But I have to tell you something that happened to me yesterday afternoon.
What's that?
A friend of mine FaceTimed me and I answered the phone, and then my friend was in a bath.
Oh, male or
yes.
female?
Male.
Male friend.
Male
Could
friend.
Could have been trying to get some...
No, definitely not.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, definitely not. Childhood friend.
Okay.
But, we need to have some boundaries going forward. Like, if you were to ring me on Zoom, Chris, or FaceTime me or anything like that, please do not be nude. Please don't be in a bath. We need to have some boundaries going forward.
No, I mean, listen to this. This is a fair point, right? So listen, I understand we are all adjusting to this new way of life, and it has been a huge and shocking jolt to all of our systems, to how we do business, to how we socialise, all of that, sure. But you can still be fairly judicious and cautious in your head. You can exercise some kind of basic rules, we'll say. So for example, if I'm sitting there on the bathroom, on the toilet, doing my business, I should say to myself, is now a time I would usually telephone Kira? And if the answer is no, then I shouldn't Zoom her or Skype her or whatever house party her. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah.
All the same rules still kind of apply, lads. I know we're in a lockdown and everything, but it all, like, for example, if I was just out of the shower and wearing only a towel, I wouldn't go, I'll ring my boss now on Zoom just very quickly and see what he's up to. You know, I would wait till I was dry, just like I would normally.
Because these are such uncharted territories that all of us are trying to navigate at the minute, I think that all rules have kind of gone out the window. So I wasn't surprised, let's say, when I answered the FaceTime and my friend was in the bath. I was like, oh, hey, there you are in a bubble bath.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
but that shouldn't be normal.
No, it shouldn't be normal at all. But also, as well as that, it's funny because you mentioned, I think you said this 2 or 3 months ago, Kieran. It's funny. I kind of laughed because it stuck with me. We were chatting about socializing or people being antisocial or something. And you said to me, with all sincerity, there was no shtick or joke or anything. You were like, but you never leave the house. And I don't. And let me tell you something, Kira, now, between myself and yourself, my
it's
social life, oh my God, it's more active than ever. Now that we're on this Zoom and this house party, everyone's finally joining old Chris on the internet. It's amazing.
I know.
I love it.
Well, look, I hope it doesn't last for that long, but I then talked myself into hosting a quiz on Wednesday, I think.
You're hosting the quiz?
Yeah, I've no idea how to put together the questions or anything like that. It's on the Kahoot app.
Oh, yeah, this is where you can partake in it remotely. Yes, yeah, so now you have been roped into hosting one as well.
Yep.
Oh, very
so
exciting.
I think I'm doing it on Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see. We'll
very
see.
Exciting.
But Chris, there's a very interesting article this week as well, because obviously, oh God, millions of people are staying at home, which they rightly should do right now. But it means that there is more pressure on the internet. Did you know that there's loads of ways in your house that if you were to turn it off, it could boost your internet, your Wi-Fi?
I have seen this, that like that there are things in your house
Chris,
that interfere.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Like fish tanks, radiators, cordless phones and speakers can all cause internet woes if they're placed too close to your router.
My understanding is anything that also emits a signal. So, for example, if you have a Bluetooth speaker and you have Wi-Fi, then the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi are fighting with each other. And then if you have another thing that might be wireless, like a cordless phone, that's also... Now, again, that's a very layman understanding. I'm not fully sure. But my understanding is, the long and the short of it is, yes, I think it can affect it. Yeah, absolutely.
Because seemingly switching off your microwave can boost your Wi-Fi speeds.
Switching it off?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's because they can slow down your Wi-Fi by interfering with the router's signal.
See, some of this feels like a forward that I would get from like my uncle, but then also some of it I think is actually legitimate. Some of it I think is true. So, yeah, I have seen those things and I'm not entirely sure. But let me tell you something. The Wi-Fi in every house across the country, I think, is under more pressure than it is has ever been. None of us have a whole lot going on. You see, this is one of those times as well where there's a lot, especially in our industry, Kira, where a load of idiot pretenders pretend to be busy all the time, if you understand me. There's no pretending you're busy these days. Do you know what I mean?
There really isn't.
No, a lot. I've an awful lot going on now. A lot of bits going on. No, you don't. None of us. We're all inside doing nothing. That's what's happening.
Speaking of people that are inside, Chris.
Yes, and doing nothing and are forced to be inside. Yes, indeed. Speaking of
them. I found
this
really interesting. This was an order sheet. It was obtained under the Freedom of Information application and it was from last October, and it's how prisoners enjoy particular feasts when they're in jail. And this is from Portlaoise Prison.
Sure.
And it's under special arrangements. Certain prisoners can order in any food and drink they like from the local shop, obviously apart from alcohol, and they have to pay for it themselves.
That's a fair deal now to keep the old prisoners happy and to keep a little bit of tension out as far as is possible. Be like, listen, if you pay for it, we'll go get you whatever you want and shut up and be quiet. Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
So some of the things that I've listed on the list, I just find really, really interesting.
Yeah, go for it.
Some things on the shopping list: 7 bags of onion rings.
Oh,
fair
yeah,
enough.
Definitely.
3 nets of onions, 7 punnets of mushrooms and 30 cans of Coke.
Nice. Okay, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
it. Some prisoners planned to cook up some cake for dessert. They were looking for 2 bags of brown sugar, 2 blocks of butter, 2 bottles of cream, 10 large vanilla creams. They also looked for large bars of Maltesers, bags of Maltesers or Whispas. And if they weren't available, 4 packs of Oreos and 4 dairy milk bars.
I love how they provided alternatives like Tesco. Now substitute that. If they don't have that, get me Whispas instead. Very good. Yeah, all right. Go for
but it. The biggest thing on this list, strip loin steaks with pepper sauce.
Yeah.
Coke Zero instead of regular Coke.
Sure.
And red Barry's tea only.
Okay. Fair enough.
And I was like, that's like my dream meal.
Sure, this is my Tesco home shopping list. Like, this is great. Like, these prisoners have taste.
Yep. So the shopping bill came to €273.57. That's according to the records, and was part of €7,000 spent over the course of 3 months late last year. Prison officers were also tasked with buying Gillette disposable razors, but only if they were still on special.
This is just me. I've realised, Kira, I finally get it now. Everyone's on Zoom. Everyone's
getting
home orders.
Oh no, Chris, there's more.
What?
There's more. On the same order sheet from October, the prisoners also asked for 2 multi-packs of popcorn, 2 packs of Haribo fun-sized sweets and 4 tubes of Pringles. Chris, it's us.
I'm just living like a prisoner. But like, even before this whole quarantine thing, that was it. I'd get someone else to do my shopping. It's more or less this list, and I'd meet everyone on the internet. My goodness.
Isn't that mad?
Oh my lord. Well, there you go. I look, some of them have great taste, whatever, disregarding whatever they're in for, whatever the crime might be. The man who's ordering these, or the men, I'm like, yeah, that's like, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I'm on a similar
wavelength. They also ordered 12 selection boxes in November, along with 3 boxes of crackers as they ready themselves for Christmas, which also makes sense.
Yeah. So they're giving each other selection boxes and stuff on the way and all that. Ah, yeah, that's nice. Fair enough. Well, Kira, what an unusual way of bonding with these gentlemen during this difficult time. I'll tell you something. Look, Kira, like an exclusive RTE Primetime Investigates, I have been provided with audio. This show has been provided with material, Kira. secretly recorded of you learning Italian during the week. It's very exciting.
It's not fair and it's not okay. I'm not even in work. Okay, Chris. I'm not even in work.
No, however, what happened is, of course, Kira
you know
and I...
You know the way I was talking about technology earlier on and how I've started to embrace it? I've changed my mind.
Oh, is that right? Now that it's working against you, I hear you. Yeah. Well, look, all of that...
Ciao!
Thank you, Italian
Chris,
Kira. Yes. And
oh my
more.
God, that is so annoying.
Yes.
Chris, I forgot to tell you, I actually had a shower last night and I straightened my hair and I sprayed on some perfume for my Zoom party.
Oh, yeah. You see, people are... That's the goes to the article we were discussing yesterday with the psychology of still dressing to impress even if you're stuck at home, right?
Yep. And I put on a nice jumper and yeah, it made me feel 100% better.
Did it really? Did it actually?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, fair enough. Maybe I should try it.
I put on some of that nice expensive cream on my face that I've been saving. You know, the stupidly... You know, you save these things, but like, oh, that's too expensive now. I can't use it till Christmas.
Sure, sure.
Well, I got it out last night and yeah, and I have to say it made me feel so much better.
And you got it out and put it on just to go on an internet party.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Who am I, Chris?
Well, Kira, you know what? When you joined the internet party, did you say ciao to everybody?
Ciao.
So,
oh, Chris, no, I didn't.
Ah, Kira, this is a big story now that the nation needs to hear, all right? This is like a Primetime Investigate special. So, Kira, last weekend on the show, of course, you mentioned that you were learning Italian. And I questioned whether or not you were learning much Italian. Well, Kira, I can tell you that an anonymous source, i.e. one of your housemates, recorded you secretly during the week learning Italian. I would advise you maybe not to leave your door open when you're doing this in future. However,
I was just really annoying them.
Maybe.
I'd imagine that was the case.
I think it might have been. Well, Kira, obviously we won't play all of it for everyone, but just to give you an example of some of the material I received... So this is the theme song. By the way, Kira, this should be your theme song for the like. You, we should play this when you come on the radio.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
So there's Kira, if you understand me, interacting with the tape.
Buongiorno.
So Kira, there's a few highlights obviously from it. We'll play another clip very quickly. It's interesting as well. This audio has been cleaned up by a team of engineers. It's like when WikiLeaks gets a secret recording of the president or something. Here's another example. Now it is a little noisy, of course, because this was taken from a distance. So our apologies for that.
To ask someone if they're English, you can use the formal. Lei è inglese?
So,
l'inglese
or the informal.
To say in English.
To answer yes, I'm English, say
sì.
Sono inglese. Sì, sono inglese.
So there's Kira, that one wasn't bad. That one was okay.
Chris, I'm very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is like the first lesson or something, is it? This is like the start of the CD. However, there's some funny moments, Kira, because I did listen to a lot of this. And I would say that you're obviously, you know, your drive is there. Your work ethic is there. I mean, maybe you need a little help on the pronunciation. But there's a very funny clip where they're trying to talk and they're trying to get you to do a conversation. And Kira just flat out gives up.
Di dopo se Lode.
I think Kira just sighs and goes, I don't know, and gives up. Kira, how long have you spent on the Italian this week, would you estimate?
Honestly, Chris, I think I spent maybe about 30 minutes.
Well, you know what? To be fair, it does remind me of, do you remember former Ireland manager Giovanni Trapattoni?
I do.
When he used to try and say complicated bollocks at press conferences that nobody understood?
A message for his player.
And his interpreter had to work so hard.
It kind of reminds me of that.
Just that.
Here we go, yeah.
Don't jump the gun. Don't jump the gun. In Italy, it's other meaning, but the same. I say... Be careful, the cat. No, say the cat is in the sack when you are not the cat in the sack.
Exactly, Kira. Don't say the cat in the sack if the cat not in the sack.
That's are you comparing my Italian to Trapattoni's English?
More or less. I think you and Trap would have a great time together.
In Italy, it's other meaning, but the same. Be careful, the cat. No, say the cat is in the sack when you have not the cat in the sack.
There's Kira and Trapattoni engaging in a multicultural exchange together. Kira with her great Italian and And you know, someone says Kira just reminds me of Joey and Friends trying to learn French. Kira, here's your theme song again. We should start and end every link with your fun Learn Italian theme song. What do you think? Would that be something we could do going forward?
It's a very good series, Chris, from the BBC, I'll have you know.
Is that right? Kira, if I put this track on your phone, would
and
you be...
And not only that, Chris, I had to dig out my old CD player.
Is that on actual CDs?
That's on actual CDs. I think my CD player is underneath my bed. So I had to dig that out and then put in the CD and press play and all that sort of stuff. So it's old school.
Everyone's
old school
learning things
Italian.
Now on like Rosetta Stone or Duolingo.
Something?
Yes, Kira.
I found it very, very hard because a lot of it was tell them you are English. And I was like, I'm not English. So I was getting irritated. So I was getting irritated by the actual CD itself. I was like, Irlande.
Oh, good woman. So where it was like, tell the woman you're English, you put in that you were Irish instead?
Yeah, and I was like, so you're from Chester? And I was like, but I'm not from Chester. Like, I'm from Irlande.
I hear you, good woman.
It's complicated enough, Chris. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, listen, Kira, all of that aside, we shouldn't criticise you.
When I come out of this, I will be able to have a full-blown Italian conversation with Giovanni Trapattoni.
Good woman. You'll be able to be his translator. You'll be able to tell people he's from England and that he enjoys playing sports and all that. I'm sure it'll be very exciting. You'll know all the stock phrases. Look, Kira, I don't want to criticise you. Good for you. You're trying to make use of your time in these challenging, situations. So I commend you for it. And if you don't mind...
No, you don't. You just have to pull the piss out of me on
National
Radio.
Kira, we'll leave it there. Here's your theme song again. Thank you for joining us. Well, my goodness, that was something else. Kira and I will, of course, be back next weekend. Please, God, now. Please, hopefully now. Without any further disruptions or nonsense to how our lives are working. Who knows? But listen, stay safe wherever you are. Stay safe, stay inside, all of that kind of stuff. And we will chat to you soon.
Chris and Kira, weekends from 11.